from Wondery, I'm Robbie Damon, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode, we'll bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is My Babysitter, the Alien. Kate is rifling through her bag, looking for her keys as she tries to tie her nest of messy brown hair up into a bun. Just as she pulls her belt on tighter around her yellow romper, she hears a horn outside. Kate yells up to her daughter, who has locked herself in her room at the top of the stairs.
Nina, I'm leaving, honey.
Mom, it's not fair. I want to come.
A raspy voice yells out from behind the closed bedroom door.
Nina, we talked about this. Sometimes I need to go do things on my own. It doesn't mean I won't miss you. Now come on out. The babysitter's almost here.
Nina's door opens up just a crack as she straightens her perfectly coordinated triangle dress in her perfectly coordinated room. A single tear-filled eye looks out.
Babysitter. Ugh. I don't want Marcy here. Last time she made me eat broccoli, and Marcy wasn't available today. Or Steve, or Frank, or Emily, or Sandra. I'll be honest with you, kid. You gave them all a tough time, and no one wants to come back. They were all so pushy. They all wanted to go places and do things, but I just want to stay in my room.
Look, please just try and have some fun with this new babysitter. Frank's dad recommended them. We've never met, but I heard they were good, and... Kate's sentence is interrupted by the car service impatiently honking outside.
Oh, hon, I have to go, but I'll be back. Just try to have a good time. Try to have a good time. You have a good time. I promise I won't at all.
Then Nina hears a loud knock on the front door. So she peeks her head out looking for her mother.
Mom? Mom!
Nina yells as she looks over the banister to the front door of the house.
Mom? Is that you?
A voice bellows on the other side of the front door.
Child, I am the guardian who has been summoned to watch you. Open the door.
When Nina opens the door, not one, not two, but three orange and purple clawed hands reach out for her. But just to shake her hand. This is no normal babysitter. This is a three-armed, two-headed, multi-eyed beast.
Hello, Nina. My name is Gromlax, and I come from the planet Kobaya in order to watch you as a babysitter. May I come in?
Before waiting for an answer, Gromlax barges their round and hairy body into Nina's house, almost banging their second head as they try to bend under the doorframe. Then they plop down their full 300 pounds on a rocking chair, breaking it in the process.
You're an alien?
Nina says, rubbing her eyes in confusion as the giant beast begins picking up the pieces of the broken chair.
Yes, I am from another planet. We are a race of guardians. We have been created to watch over all of the universe. And some of us also babysit. Oh, and I am a very fun babysitter. We shall have many jobs today as we go out on adventures together, you and me.
Gromlax then shoots laser beams from their 15 eyes, which puts the broken rocking chair back into one piece.
Wow, how did you do that?
I have many interesting skills. Speaking of, child, come! We have much playing and fun to enjoy!
Gromlax yells as they grab Nina by the arms and try to pull her out the door.
No! I don't want to leave my house!
Nina crosses her arms and sits down in the newly reformed rocking chair in the living room and rocks.
Yes. Your mother warned me of this in her text communication. You are the one who says no to fun things. Well, not with Gromlax. We have 2 hours before your mother returns to this home. The babysitting will commence. Perhaps we shall go to a playground.
I'm too tired.
Perhaps a zoo.
I don't really like animals.
Perhaps a planet called Fremlath, where there are no playgrounds and no zoos, only rooms you can sit in.
But I only like my room.
Tough cookie,
Gromlax said as they stroked their two chins with her three hands.
I suppose you do not like ice cream either?
Nina's ears perked up at the sound of ice cream.
Oh, I do like ice cream, but I don't want to go anywhere.
Before Nina can announce another thing she doesn't want to do, Gromlax scoops her into his large and colorful arms, and together, they shoot up into the sky. As the wind roars over their faces, Gromlax flies them directly toward the sun. They swerve left to avoid a flock of birds, just barely avoiding a plane flying by. Gromlax waves at the passengers. The alien then takes a hard turn right, barreling through a cluster of clouds before diving straight back down to Earth. Nina and her rogue babysitter land in front of Sweet Claude's ice cream shop.
Was that not enjoyable, child?
Gromlax asks as they shake off the space dust and rub their 15 eyes on their two heads. Nina crosses her arms angrily before she unloads.
No, it wasn't actually. I don't want to fly.
Well, technically not flying. More of a plasma cocoon which transfers us from one place to another.
Whatever it was, I want to be taken home,
huffed Nina, stomping her feet in protest.
So, no ice cream then?
Nina looks over at the front of the ice cream store.
Oh, she really does like ice cream. Well, I guess one ice cream would be fine. But then I want to go home.
Of course.
Nina and Gromlax make their way into the little shop. An icy breeze from the freezers pushes past them as they walk up to the cashier.
Please give my friend whatever she desires.
I'll have a scoop of mint chocolate chip.
And I will have my favorite dessert,
Gromlax said promptly, sticking their head in the garbage can and eating all of the contents. Old napkins, chocolate smeared spoons, old water cups filled with melted ice cream.
Ew, what are you doing?
Nina whispers to Gromlax as he pulls his head out of the garbage bin.
I was eating my favorite flavor, iced garbage. Here, please take this for payment of your delicious food.
Gromlax hands a diamond to the scruffy-faced, dazed-looking teenager behind the cash register.
Bruh, we really don't take diamonds. We need, like, paper money.
Yes. I always forget your currency needs.
Gromlax belts out before eating the diamond and handing the cashier normal Earth money. Nina quietly licks her cone as people stare at Gromlax, who is burying one of their heads into the next garbage can.
Ugh, Gromlax, you're really embarrassing me.
No time for embarrassment. We will now do a round of miniature golf.
Nina's face flushes with fear.
Oh, no, I don't like mini golf. I didn't do so well once at my cousin's birthday party and... No, I can't.
Too late. We are going. And it shall be what it is. And what it will be is fun.
Just as Nina takes the last bite out of her ice cream, Gromlax squeezes her tightly and shoots them back up into the sky. They pass through the clouds and enter outer space. After a few minutes, without a word from Nina, Gromlax speaks up.
Child, you seem to not like doing things that are new to you. Why is this? Do you not want to experience life?
Before Nina can respond, Gromlax realizes they're heading towards an asteroid belt. Gromlax dives deep under the meteors, narrowly dodging the flying space rocks. Once they're in the clear, they turn to Nina. She is trembling. She lifts her head out from under Gromlax's arm and begins to answer their question.
No. No, I just... I don't want to be embarrassed, that's all. Why do you keep trying to embarrass me?
On my planet, we do not have a word that means embarrassed. The closest we have is a word called blablabla, which means... Oh, wait, put a pin in that.
Gromlax points to a cluster of stars.
Look! Golf Galaxy!
In the distance, a small planet hangs in the center. As they move closer, Nina can see it's peppered with hundreds of little buildings and pathways. An entire planet made up of nothing but aliens playing mini-golf. When they land, Nina looks upon the thousands of little golf holes and is worried. She wishes she could just relax and have fun. But then she remembers that one time that she played mini-golf at her cousin's birthday and... whiffed. Everyone laughed at her, and it didn't feel good at all. She hates being the butt of a joke.
I think I'm just going to go sit over on that hover bench, Gromlax. You do what you want.
Gromlax quickly shoves three different putters in Nina's face.
Nonsense! Choose your weapon of fun and commence the ball hitting!
Before Nina can pick a putter, Gromlax is already swinging wildly with another arm. Nina notices that Gromlax misses the ball almost every time. And the ones he does hit fly wildly this way and that, bouncing into other golf games. One even flies over the head of a giant purple blob golfing next to them.
Hey, watch it.
Sorry, Blobster.
Gromlax, can I ask you a question?
Of course you can.
Aren't you embarrassed that you keep missing the ball?
Of course not. Why would I? I told you we do not have a word for embarrassed. My people are aware that without trying, there is no fun. And without fun, there is no point to anything in any galaxy. So, do you care to join me?
Oh, fine.
Nina grumbles as she steps up to the golf ball. She looks out at the hole designed as a giant fake space farm. Nina sees that she needs to get the ball through the legs of what looks like a giant blue cow mixed with a lizard, over a molt of lava, and into a metallic barn. This is not an easy hole. But Nina steps up to the putting green, takes a breath, swings, and... the ball rolls through the third lizard cow leg, hits a ramp, over the moat of lava, and lands right in front of the space barn.
Nice shot! Are we having fun yet, little Nina?
Nina tries to hide her smile, but this is feeling pretty fun. And as Nina and Gromlax go from hole to hole, Nina almost forgets that she doesn't like to do things. Finally, Gromlax and Nina find themselves standing in front of the final hole. A giant spaceship called the Golf Destroyer.
We have reached the end of our golf journey, little Nina. Do you care to do the honors? You must get a hole in one to get a free treat and a free game. Do you think you are up to the challenge?
Nina holds her breath and then confidently exclaims,
"Yes! Yes, I am!"
Nina steps up to the ball, begins to figure out where to hit it, and then... suddenly, the ground starts to rumble. The whole planet begins to quake.
What's that noise?
Nina's quickly answered as the spaceship at the last hole begins to rise into the air. It's not just a hole on a miniature golf course. It's a real spaceship.
Oh, no! It is a trap!
What? I thought we were just golfing!
We were, but the enemy was hiding in plain sight! Those are Xenolots, a race of aliens who are determined to stop the universe from having fun! They must be attacking this planet!
No! Is there anything we can do?
There is only one thing to do. We must get some sort of little ball into that little hole in the middle of the spaceship.
You mean like a golf ball?
Oh, yes. Perfect. That may work. But who could do that? Do you think you could, little Nina?
Nina bites her lip. All of her inclinations are to say no. But something in her twitches with possibility. I want to try, Gromlax.
Fire away!
Nina knows this shot is important. This shot is for the whole planet. Maybe for all of humanity. She takes a breath, lines up her shot, and the ball rolls forward, hits the wall, bounces to the left, bounces to the right, then off a small ramp that shoots the ball right through the middle of the spaceship.
I did it! I did it! Woohoo!
A massive explosion shoots out of the top of the ship, bringing the whole thing crashing to the surface of the golf planet. As she watches the destruction in awe, Nina knows she saved the planet. But then, all of a sudden, a teenage alien appears from behind the spaceship, handing her a coupon. Nina looks back to the collapsed spaceship, and it quickly pulls itself back together, resetting for the next player.
Thank you for saving the golf galaxy. You've earned a free round on us.
Nina looks at the coupon, and then at the reformed ship.
Wait a second. This was fake?
All a part of the game. Wasn't that so fun?
Nina looks at the coupon and laughs.
I'm sorry that I said no so many times before. Thank you for making me try some new things. If I hadn't, I never would have known how scary and cool and fun that all could be. You're a really good babysitter, and...
Oh no! Look at the clock! No more time for profound life realizations. We are late. We need to get back to your mother.
Gromlax wraps their arms around Nina, and with a burst, they're back into the sky. Gromlax and Nina fly away from Golf Galaxy, through the Milky Way, past the Earth's moon, and then soar back to Nina's living room. Just in time for her mother to walk in the door and see the two of them reading on the couch.
Oh my goodness. Hello. I suppose you're the new babysitter? Sorry I'm late.
No worries, madam. Gromlax enjoyed their work. But now I must return to my home planet. See you soon, Nina.
As Nina's mom picks Nina up in her arms, Gromlax begins to dissolve through the front door, waving goodbye as they go.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I didn't know I was leaving you with an alien. I'll never do that again. Are you all right? I'm better than all right, Mom. I'm sorry I've been saying no so much lately. Gromlax showed me how fun it is to try some new things.
Oh? Really? Well, that's great to hear. Then suddenly, outside, the sound of a giant ship landing on their front lawn rumbles the house. Nina and her mother look out the window, staring at the giant ship. Then they hear a familiar voice.
Do you and your mother care for another round of golf?
Kate and Nina look at each other and laugh.
You better believe it, Gromlax. It's time for another hole in one.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is My Babysitter the Alien by Jeff Garlock. I'm your host, Robbie Damon. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by McCubbin Owens. Our story editor is Matt Weiss. Our senior producer is Sochi Dorsey. Executive producers are Janine Cornelow, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.